Well, I think the first thing we have to wait to see is what Fianna Fáil decides to do at the end of the month. When Billy Kelleher challenged Taoiseach yesterday, Taoiseach basically said that there would be a decision made at the end of the month to what candidate, if any candidate Fianna Fáil were to run. So until that happens, nobody's going to know what's happening. But the bottom line of it is very simple. Fianna Fáil, as a party, could not be seen to come out and fully support a Fine Gael presidential candidate. It would not make any sense from their own strategic long-term view, because if they were to do that, it would be basically given the opposition parties a run that the delight in come the next general election, where they'll say, whether you vote for Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael, you're voting for the same crew.
Fianna Fáil don't decide to put forward a candidate, and they don't, as you mentioned, decide to support Heather Humphreys. Will that lead to the situation where every Fianna Fáil councillor, TD, member of the executive will be given free rein to support whoever they want?
Well, I would expect that that's what's going to happen, but I can't see Micheál Martin trying to control councillors or trying to control the organisation at that level if Fianna Fáil doesn't have a candidate. And if Fianna Fáil is a candidate, that automatically means that the chances of any of the outside people that are looking for nominations getting a nomination are gone.
There was a lot of talk that the former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern, somebody you would know very well, could be considered as a potential candidate. Is there still too many legacy issues there, do you feel, for that to happen?
The legacy issues would be for the propaganda machines. If he were to run, he'd be more deserving of it than probably any of the other candidates because of his actions with regards to settling the situation in Northern Ireland. I think can never be forgotten by anyone in this country. But I would not see Bertie declared in first. I don't think that he wants to give himself a hassle. And you already see it. Tony Honohan pulled out last week. He said he wasn't going to have his family viewed up and down and in and out by media people who themselves might stand up to a lot of scrutiny if they were put under the same microscope.
Do you feel that that's going to deter a lot of people from running for public office now, this fact that there's so much media attention, and indeed not just traditional media, but social media can be very toxic by times?
Well, it is, and it's already stopping people from running for public office. People have, I know, that would have run in the last local election said that they weren't going to put themselves under the toxic media that's out there. And you see, it only takes one or two podcasts to destroy somebody forever and a day. And that's what's going on. There's no traceability when it comes to what people are able to put up. And if you want to pursue somebody, you want to have a million behind you before you can find out who's been destroying your character.